discrimination in the tourism sector, the plight of the disabled in tourism, and a sense of how government plans to use the port to stimulate the industry have been talking points in the Barbados Senate. The chamber was discussing two separate bills, an amendment to the Shipping Act that supports incentives for shipping companies operating here, and another backdating to September 2014, exemptions from taxes for the Barbados Tourism Product Authority, taxes that would otherwise have been paid on materials and articles used to promote our tourism product. The charge of discrimination in the sector came from opposition Senator Caswell Franklin.
If you look at that particular property, except for one person and the senior management, all the others are white people. Probably, what you prefer me to say here, Caucasians. They treat the staff like dirt. And if you happen to be a lady who is no longer young, and you're not attracting the eye of those same managers, and you're starting to lose your figure and stuff, they'll find ways to fire you.
And Government Senator Rudolph Cappy Greenidge had another concern.
There are some hotels in Barbados which are not friendly to persons with disabilities. And we have to remember that persons with disabilities very often are people with money in their pocket. Some of them had accidents for which they were generously paid, and they come to this country, and it is not like once upon a time when people in that state did not travel. These people travel.
Another government senator, Lisa Cummins, shared some information from the Florida Caribbean Cruise Association.
In 2015, in Barbados, there were 554 shore visits, and shore visits usually refer to the on-island attractions. The on-island spend in 2015, when the second last report came out, was $78 per passenger. By 2018, when the three-year report came out, that number rose to about $83 per passenger, Mr. President. 75% of the expenditure of all shore excursions covered a couple of areas, Mr. President. Restaurants and bars, local crafts and souvenirs, clothing, other purchases, taxis and ground transportation, jewelry, including watches and watches in general, retail purchases of liquor, perfumes and cosmetics, things like entertainment, nightcom and lodging. These are significant components, Mr. President. And when I say significant, I'm talking about a 75% component of shore excursions. All of these, Mr. President, come as a result of marketing. Now, we're having a conversation, Mr. President, about how we are going to be able to increase that visitor spend. And that is what makes this particular resolution, this particular bill, even more important.
And speaking on the shipping legislation, Ms. Cummins, who also chairs the board of the Bridgetown Port, said the plan there is to attract more passenger and cargo ships to Barbados.
We have set a trajectory for ourselves where we accept that the Northern Caribbean has its role to play, certainly as it relates to the North American market. But we have set a trajectory for ourselves where we wish to prioritize South-South cooperation. How many years, Mr. President, have we as a people and as a region been talking about greater collaboration between the African region and the Caribbean region and the Caribbean region and the South American region? We've been talking about it for a long time, Mr. President. And so the opportunity here is for us not to look at what's happening in the North alone. We accept that they're going to be fine in the North. But to create new shipping lanes that go from the African continent, Mr. President, Port Tima, off out of Ghana, for example, down into the most southerly country in the Caribbean, which is none other than Barbados, Mr. President, and then further south down into the southern tip of the southern continent, Suriname and Guyana, and then even further, Mr. President, into South America. That is a new trajectory.
It's hurricane season. Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Contact your financial advisor to learn more about home insurance. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.